The Tesla Gigafactory isn't the only new-to-Nevada company celebrating a grand opening this summer.
So what we do here is we make our finished goods. So remember I said earlier the hard lead from the plate.
That's a tour of Aquametals, just down the street from Tesla in Story County's Tahoe-Reno Industrial Complex. The company has a novel process for recycling lead batteries without polluting. Spokesman Steve Cotton says it's no coincidence that the company decided to build its recycling plant near Tesla.
In the case of lithium, you know, we think in the longer term there's going to be a tidal wave of lithium disposal requirements because lithium hasn't been around that long. And we think therein lies an opportunity to innovate further downstream and find ways to recycle.
That's not happening yet for a few reasons, starting with the fact that despite all the headlines, there aren't actually that many lithium-ion batteries in the world. Aquametals chairman and CEO Stephen Clark explains.
The reality is that we hear a lot about lithium-ion batteries. The sum total of lithium-ion production right now equates to less than 4% of global battery production. 96% of global battery production is lead acid.
In addition to their low volume, Cotton says lithium-ion batteries also contain very little lithium, despite their name.
But you won't really be able to recycle more than 3 to 5% of a lithium battery because by weight, that's about all the metals that are in the battery.
The volume of batteries the Gigafactory will eventually pump out could change all that. In fact, Tesla has been talking about its battery recycling plans for years, but details are hard to come by. In an email, Tesla spokesperson Alexis Georgeson explained that the company's batteries contain no heavy metals or toxic materials. Georgeson says the batteries will eventually be returned to the Gigafactory, where they will be turned into new packs. But according to everything the company has published about its batteries, they contain nickel and cobalt, both heavy metals, as is lithium.
There are some pretty severe technical challenges in recycling lithium-ion batteries. They're not recycled at the moment.
That's Aquametals CEO Clark again.
And we're in discussions with lithium-ion battery companies who said, well, could we look at developing a way to recycle lithium-ion? And we probably will in the future, but our first focus is lead.
According to its website, Tesla currently reuses about 10% of each battery, mostly the casing and electrical components. Then the company works with a partner, California-based Kinzbursky Brothers, to recycle metals like cobalt and nickel. They manage to divert some lithium waste to the construction industry, where it's used in cement. But so far, no one is turning old lithium-ion batteries into new ones.
Actually, lithium batteries are being recycled, but they're not being recycled for the lithium. They're being recycled for the other things.
That's Brian Jaskula, a lithium expert with the U.S. Geological Survey.
That's where the money is. Right now, that is.
Jaskula says if and when all 400,000 pre-ordered Tesla Model 3s make it onto the road, the company's recycling plans may actually be viable.
About 10 to 15 years from now, you know, if electric cars are selling at a good rate, that's when lithium batteries will be recycled and for the lithium itself. And that's where that's going to have a major impact on the demand for virgin sources of lithium.
You heard it here first, folks. Lithium recycling. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.